get so scared inside, and I don't really understand. Is it love that's on my mind, or is it fantasy?
Heaven is in the palm of my hand, and it's waiting here for you. What am I supposed to do with a childhood tragedy? If I close my eyes forever,
welcome to the Brizzy Show.
The Brizzy Show? Jesus, this is why we can't do this after dinner and drink.
Sorry, let me hear you do that. Welcome to the Brizzy Experience.
My name is
Brittany, and my lovely host is
Damon.
Beautifully done. On tonight's episode, we are going to do something a little different.
This is what? Relationship talk two, baby.
We're going to go over some of the stereotypes of age gap couples.
All right. Oh, man, I just shocked myself.
That was cute.
All right. I'm going to sit back and just let everything do its thing and lead it. Now let's play ball.
So, let's see. I've got a list of them online. And the first one is, oh, you guys have nothing in common. How do you guys have a relationship together?
It's funny. You want to start?
No, let's hear what you have to say about people not having anything in common in age gap relationships.
Yeah, I don't know too much about that. It's my first one. Next.
Wow. That's a way to really dive in and do it.
What makes it work? We've gone through a little bit of this. Concerts, camping.
I think we have plenty in common.
So do I.
More so than I do with men that I've dated my own age.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Garbage.
Yeah, you're a little slower than I am when it comes to hiking and stuff.
Yeah, man.
But we still share that common interest, so
hiking, backpacking, lake, like straight up. How many times did we go, not even budget camping, but just, hey, let's just go on a whim and a dime and minuscule provisions and just fuck off and have a good time and just off season it, nap in the bed of the truck naked because nobody's around. Down. You down?
I'm down.
So down. So yeah, it's plenty in common. Concerts. I think we had a whole episode of that. The concert weekend.
Mm-hmm. And we like the same food.
Absolutely.
We have a lot of the same interests. More so than opposites. Right?
More so than what? Like
than what we don't.
Past relationships?
No, I mean more so than not
we have
having
more
in common.
In common than we don't in common.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, yeah. It's more about all the right mix.
And even all, if and there the is right something places. That I don't particularly love, I don't mind doing it with you on an occasion because we do so much that I do love together.
Exactly. And occasionally, I'll suck up and do some dumb shit too.
Yeah. So there we go. All right, moving on. You don't get each other's references, and it's a problem.
A lot of times I'll bitch about it, though. But
he's just a bitcher. So, you know, it comes with age.
I'll bitch a little bit before I just chill out.
Did you get that?
No. Read it again, please.
You don't get each other's references, and it's a problem.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of, yeah, that's a true thing. That's true.
That is true, but I don't think it proposes a problem in a relationship.
No.
I'm a quick learner.
It's not a problem because I still crack the damn jokes because half the time anymore, it's more for myself.
And I'll just look at him like, Yeah, I get that.
And you know it's a win because if we're out getting, because usually we'll sit at a bar and eat dinner just to socialize and tubes on, bullshit with the bartender. If we want a little romantic deal, we'll just get a booth. But a lot of times we're just sitting at a bar having dinner, a drink, maybe two, and we just low-key it. And yeah, I forgot what I was going to say.
I knew you. I was like, oh my gosh, he's going off in a direction that he is not going to remember where he was going. I can feel it. Anyways, Damon makes a lot of references to old-timey things that I don't get.
Yeah. Oh, I know what I was going to say.
But I can appreciate them.
Some dude behind me, he'll come in like, oh yeah, dude. And he'll add a piece. I'll be, hey, he gets it over there. He gets it.
And then, I make references he doesn't get to.
Oh, all the time. And I'm like, oh, is that some teeny bopper Britney Spears thing?
He'll just sit there all quiet.
And then I'll start breaking out in a little New Kids on the Block dance and shit.
Which is still before my time, but it's okay. It's fine. It's fine.
So dumb.
Okay. You care about the opinions of others. I actually don't think that either of us care about the opinions of others.
No.
And in the beginning of our relationships, we would sit back and watch people look at us and judge us and just kind of laugh about it.
We still do it from time to time.
And make our own narrative like, oh, this is what that person's saying.
Yeah. Oh, look at the look on their face. They're like, oh, yeah, he paid for her. Look at her. That's just too much of an age difference.
That's her dad.
She yeah, yeah. Oh, that's her dad. Oh, why is she making out with her dad at the booth?
That's creepy. She's with him for money.
Yeah.
So we've never
we know
let
that's
that.
Not the case.
Yeah, we've yeah, definitely not. He's not my sugar daddy at all. Wah, wah, wah.
If that's what people think, I'm doing it fucking wrong.
Yeah. Poor me. I'm not reaping those benefits.
Another kind of benefits.
I do get. Funny. We'll get there. Oh, no. You made my phone lock.
Uh-oh. It's because you watch too much porn.
Totally.
All right.
Younger people are too immature. Damon,
what?
How do you feel about that?
True.
Wow. I think it's the opposite, actually. Damon is quite immature. I feel like I am the mature one in the relationship.
That's not even being immature. That's choosing to live my life the way I choose to live it. I choose to have a good time.
Yeah, so I don't ever
occasionally at other people's expense, but quietly.
I don't,
Jesus, man, what is that?
I don't think of him as immature.
Man, is Grandpa okay over there?
He's hacking up a lung. Tristan filled him with water when he
Teabag.
No one is genuinely attracted to older men or women. I beg to differ here.
Me too. I think older men are hot.
I don't think that all older men are attractive. Actually.
No, man. I've seen dudes my age that look like they're 20 years older than me. I've also seen dudes my age that look like they're 10 years younger, but it's not the argument right now.
No.
What's your thought?
I am not attracted to all older men, but I am attracted to you.
Why?
Because you just, it's an attraction. Wow. It's just a natural.
Weak.
It's a natural magnetic attraction.
What?
And there's no age labeled on you, if that makes sense.
No.
No? When I look at you, I don't see an age. I just see a very attractive, handsome,
hunky dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take it. I accept it. Next.
Moving on. You cannot have a meaningful relationship if it is age gapped? Do you feel like our relationship is not meaningful?
So because there's an age gap, it can't be meaningful? No, I don't buy that one bit.
Because it is typically based on sex, money, or something trivial. Is that true? There is no depth. I think we have a lot of depth.
Well, we might not have a lot, but we have, it's deep and we have exactly the amount we need.
Okay.
It depends on how you look at it.
It's a lot of depth for me.
Oh, don't be putting the "I have more than you" limit on it.
I've got a deeper depth. Damon. That's fine.
Well, you get out of here.
I take it deeper anyways.
Wow. You do now.
Older guys are creepy. If Damon takes his hat off and his bald spot is showing,
they instantly turn into creepy.
And his hair is all fluffy. I could see where people would get the creep factor from him. So
you guys ever watch Lost?
So I'm okay with that.
Oh, wow. No comment.
Either partner cannot get someone their own age. I'm pretty sure both of us could get someone our own age.
Not a problem.
Yeah.
I could probably bang somebody's grandma right now. That came out wrong.
That's disgusting. What is wrong?
I got a funny story about that.
Older partners are controlling.
Do I control you?
No.
Not one bit.
Good luck. I'm a Gemini.
Oh, here we go.
There's no controlling this beast. Many have tried and many have failed. But I have come around. Oh, and you have laxed my...
many have tried.
My stubbornness.
Many wandered into the realm and planted a flag, but none stayed.
No.
So dumb.
Don't judge me.
I'm not judging you. That was a night once.
Older men can't keep up sexually for the sex drive of young women.
Eh, depends.
What's that pill called?
It's a Tic Tac, sir.
Why do you take them every night before bed?
Because it's an Ambien. I don't make no bones about it. I'll take the shit.
We're fine in that area, too.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I can get cranky sometimes. So.
Cranky.
Super cranky.
That's super cranky. Super. All right, next.
Well, that was all on that page.
Oh, that was all? So, that's all we got. 13 minutes on relationship two.
I can go gap.
Electric Boogaloo? Yeah, between us, like we've stated before in another episode, there's just crazy connection, man. And it's, I'm not going to sit here and cop out and say it's not explainable. I mean, it's explainable, but I'd have to kind of like walk through a bunch of stuff, and we're not trying to turn this into that. But it's just this crazy connection, and we both try to deny it. We both fucking just threw shit away and hung it up. Fuck you, and when that thing that Paige was asking questions about dating people your own age, yeah, I tried it, and so did she, and it just wasn't working. So
I found a couple more.
Here we are. Oh yeah, good ones.
Yeah. Are you guys facing the same sorts of issues and milestones in life?
Hey, that's a good one. Read that one more time.
Are you guys facing the same sorts of issues and milestones in life?
Yes and no.
Do you care to elaborate?
Yes, we are in a relationship status to, we're both walking that path together and hitting those experiences. Some of them are, like in age point. I'm a few years out from retirement, and you're obviously 15 years younger than me, so there's plans that got to be made, other things that got to be done. I'm not, by far, not ready to retire, but sometimes you got to make a career change. So, you know, it depends. There's obviously things that are age related that go on, but then relationship wise, we're walking that path together. So yes and no.
Do you feel comfortable hanging out with the other person's friends?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I don't have an issue with that because my siblings are and were Damon's age. So I was already accustomed to hanging out with older people. And plus, I started life early with kids and marriage. So kind of at the same place.
Yeah, sometimes I'm on introvert status, but I'm a social butterfly at heart. Out there doing it to it.
Do you guys value each other's opinions?
Yes.
Yeah, I agree with that. Do you guys feel the same way about children?
See, and this is one of those, I'm not going to say differences because truthfully, I've always wanted 3 or 4 kids. And it just, you know, some things are out of your control. It didn't happen. And I do have some concerns about having children of my age. But there's an oddly large percentage of me that's not turned off by it, which is why, you know, I take to your son so well, because this kid's, he's fucking out of control, but he's all 100% boy and he fucking loves camping. And I'm like, dude, this kid's kind of the shit. I just got to hone him in a little bit and kind of teach them right from wrong and the yes and the no's, yes ma'ams, no ma'ams, please, thank yous, and kind of hone them up a little bit. But the kid's got everything else under control. Kid can throw a baseball at 3.5, 4 years old like he's 7. And he's just a pretty funny kid. So, yeah, mixed bag, but mixed more on the good side than bad the way I see it. You, where are you at? I threw my tax on the table.
I am not opposed to having a baby later in life.
Okay, see, so there's some similarities, some differences. It's a mixed bag, and that's expected.
I would definitely like to see if we're capable of it.
Yeah, I'm in no place to be doing that anytime soon, but I am all about looking into it and doing the research, crunching data, because there's no way I would ever have a kid and not be able to afford it, or, you know, have it be a drag on life, because, you know, that kid better grow the fuck up real quick and get out and do some shit and start adventuring. Because there's no way in hell at my age I'm sitting home taking care of kids. So these fuckers better be on a roll and getting out there. Not being pussy sitting at home. Where on the video game? Where? Mom, where's my fucking sandwich? Get your ass in there and make a sandwich. Next. Oh, I got a tickle. Boom, 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 boom. Nothing? That's it? 18 minutes? That's a nice little chunk.
End of life concerns.
Yeah, that's all crazy. I got a funny story about that, too.
Yeah, that's it.
That's all we got?
I think social stigma is our biggest.
Social stigma?
Which we kind of laugh about. We're not
yeah, that's kind of.
Who cares? Yeah.
Like mic drop over there.
Piho guy offered me a lollipop yesterday.
Piho man. Yeah, Piho man. I might have to let Piho man know what's going on. I mean, I'm sure he doesn't want to guess. Yeah. He probably thinks you're my other daughter.
He was probably hinting.
Yeah.
Are you going to tell me what's really going on with this Brittany?
He shot his shot and he opted to pull a lollipop bucket out for kids.
I went to the bathroom and came back and Damon was paying for Piho and he pulled out the basket and he's like, oh, Brittany.
With the lollipop basket. I didn't know to laugh or laugh harder.
I was like, I don't know.
Or who to laugh at because it was fucking funny.
I grabbed one.
I was like, yeah, which one are you taking?
Yeah. Stupid Damon makes the situation worse. Which color do you want?
That's what it was. Which color? The red one?
Yes, Daddy. I want the red one.
Man, that was so funny. So it's shit like that. That's like maybe once or twice in the beginning was kind of insulting, but now it's just fucking hysterical.
Yeah.
I got tears in my eyes laughing at it right now. So, a dude pulls out of he pulls out the lollipop basket, and I was like, "What the fuck is going on right
he
now?"
He sure did. I only see him do that for kids, dude. I've never seen him pull out the lollipop basket for an adult.
Oh, dude, P.O. man thinks you're my daughter, dude. That's fucking funny. So you've been my hooker, my daughter.
I don't even. The user for money.
Oh, dude, I'm a gangster. I didn't even know it. All this time.
All this time. All right, we're shutting this down because it is past my bedtime.
Oh, man, it's kind of late. All right. So that's it. Relationship two. Excuse me.
Boogaloo.
Electric Boogaloo. Everything on the two is an electric boogaloo. All right, so that's all we got for that. Should we just drop that on there, too, or should we save it for next week, just in case we fuck up?
We need to save it.
You want to save it?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll save it. And if everything's looking good, we get another one in, then we'll drop it early as a bonus episode.
Bonus.
Everybody
for our dedicated listeners.
So should we... So we were talking, but... To try to get some feedback and some emails rolling in, go ahead and email us at thebrizzyexperience@gmail.com. And we're thinking about making this a side episode to its own little romantic tunes in the beginning and do a little something different with it. But we'd like to hear from you guys.
Speaking of romantic tunes. Jeez,
things scratching.
I wanted a romantic weekend this weekend.
Oh, stop. We'll get to that. So let us know if you want to partake in the name in the little segment change. If not, we're just going to do what we want to do anyway. But we'd love to hear from you. So bring it on in. Send an email. Even if it's just a picture of a middle finger, I get it. Shit's funny. I'm down. So I'll put them on the wall behind us. If we ever get around to doing some video, there they'll be. So here comes another cough. Man, I can't even deal with this.
Alrighty then.
So,
old man problem.
Yeah, come on. So, is that number 12 on the list? Do you just coughing at night from an old man bug you while you're sleeping?
CPAP?
Yeah. Why? 48 going on 68 here.
It's fine.
So, all right, Brizzinators, ladies and gems, stalkers, anybody stopping by for a visit, please stick around. Send us an email. And, here comes another yawn. Okay. We love you.
We love you.
Thanks for tuning in.
Bye.
Bye.